Right now, David Hunt of Hunt Auctions, which for the eighth consecutive year has teamed up with NFL Auction and brought along some pretty cool items. And you, how many interviews do you think you do a day here on Radio Row?
That's a good question. If I had to guess, anywhere from 20 to 100. It gets, I mean, it's a great event, and you have to do it, and we're happy to do it. I mean, to promote NFL Auction, to be honored to be partnered with them and all the great work they do for their charities, it's no problem, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
It looks pretty fun when you come sit down, and you have this big duffel bag, and all of a sudden you just start dropping all this cool stuff. Tony Dorsett game ball. You have a Super Bowl kickball here. You have Manning, the jersey. I mean, man, just to have all this just cool vintage stuff and even current stuff is just real cool.
Well, that was our goal, sort of. When we talked to NFL Auction 8 years ago, you know, they had a great program. They get the jerseys right off the field, the kickoff balls, the coins. They have that stuff. They sold it at the Super Bowl, but they didn't have any vintage items. And sort of that's the one thing that I think they've done a great job of being better about, celebrating the history of the game. The game isn't a more recent game anymore. Even though baseball's older, it's still, football's a very well-established sport now, obviously. So, you know, to have players like Tony Dorsett's personal collection in this auction, that was meaningful to Tony, to have it in this event at the 50th Super Bowl. You know, Gale Sayers, same thing in this auction. So, especially in the case of probably a lot of your listeners with Tony, you know, obviously one of the greatest players in Cowboys history and one of the greatest players in Texas history, for that matter. So we've got some great stuff from him, and we're honored to be there.
Yeah, Dorsett and Sayers, the big highlights of this year's auction. When you get players and you contact them or vice versa and you have the conversations about items that may be made available, do you find as they get older that maybe it's a little bit easier to part with because maybe now they, you know, they've enjoyed that, but they would like to share it because they have a better understanding of you know, having held on to it, but now being able to part with it?
Yeah, one thing we're really proud of is when we talk to a player, the first thing we tell them or their family is, keep what you want to keep. It's your stuff. Yeah. This isn't a necessity to sell these things, and you can't get them back once you sell them. But a football player's job is to play football. So a plaque, a trophy, a football sometimes, it doesn't mean anything to them like it does to the fans where they had that connection. It was their job. So there are things, obviously, that these players keep, their Heisman trophies, things like that, that mean a lot to them. But they wanted to share these things with their fans. I do think they get an appreciation as they get older because they look back and they see, they'll walk in a room like this and you'll see 400 people flock to them because they are who they are. And then they involve their charities. In Tony's case, it's Minnie's Food Pantry in Carrollton, Texas. So to do some good, give fans some great, authentic pieces, everybody wins.
We've done shows and we've had conversations on the show about things that people enjoy, that fans enjoy the most, a picture with a star or maybe an autograph. What have you found that, you know, the fans appreciate as an item the most? Like these footballs. Like, I'd probably be the football guy where I'd be really excited about a football, but someone else might look at a jersey. What have you seen that fans really love the most?
That's a good question. I think everybody has different tastes. I mean, footballs, helmets, and jerseys obviously are the thing that are most collected, but autographs are collected. Awards, people love awards. I mean, you know, here's one where Tony got the most valuable player for a game in 1983. We've got his game balls. Even the game balls, you think about the fact, if you're a Cowboys fan and you can envision in the locker room after that game that day, Tom Landry took that football, the one that's sitting on this desk, and handed it to Tony Dorsett, and the entire locker room clapped. I mean, it gives you chills. That's right. The whole point. So, you know, and many of these things, the cool part is, some of these things are tens of thousands of dollars. Some of these are a few hundred dollars. So it's not necessarily, people have this misunderstanding, I think, sometimes, I can't afford that. I can't get involved. It's actually not the case. A lot of things are very affordable, and they're pretty cool.
If you're a Cowboys fan, you would flip seeing this football right here.
I'm not even a Cowboy fan, and I'm flipping over, because it's nice.
It's Tony Dorsett game ball that was presented to him when they beat the Seahawks 51-7 back on November 27th, 1980 at Texas Stadium. It's hand-painted there on the panel, and also his autograph and HOF Hall of Famer in 94 underneath there as well. That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
I mean, that's that's not exactly done that way anymore either. I mean, as far as the hand painting and all that, I mean, that's very old school and very Tony Dorsett, you know?
It is. I mean, and he's one of those names that's just iconic. I mean, you remember the 99-yard run, you know, all the great, how he helped shove the Cowboys over that edge to get that Super Bowl win finally. And, you know, he's a class individual, too. That's the nice thing about dealing with somebody like Tony. He's so well revered within the game, and his fans are so passionate about him. So we're thrilled, absolutely thrilled to have him involved.
Yeah, I mean, this is, like I said, I'm just looking at all these different things that you have, and I know you have many, many more items that you can't obviously bring everything out here, but like a jersey, for example, I like to collect jerseys as well. How often do people really go after the jerseys and get real excited about those?
Well, what's nice about the jerseys, most of the modern jerseys that we have are right from NFL auctions. So, for example, this Peyton Manning was worn. You see the pink patch. That's breast cancer awareness. But they're authenticated, they're worn, and then tagged by the NFL, and then they come right to us. So when I say they're off the field to your hands, that's exactly what they are.
It's like off his back.
It is. I mean, and it's neat to see the different, you know, quarterbacks. They hope are not grass stained or beat up. They hope. You know, we'll get a running back's jersey. Like, we have a LeSean McCoy jersey in the auction. I mean, it's just destroyed. So he must have got pounded that day. Or maybe he had a good day. Who knows? But, so yeah, I mean, look, the thing that we find most intriguing about this is everybody likes something different. So you don't know which exact piece they're going to hit on or not. But there really is something for everybody. The NFL is great to give us pieces from every different team, so it's not just the two teams in the Super Bowl.
You mentioned Tony Dorsett, Gale Sayers, one of the main focus of this year with Hunt Auctions and NFL Auction. And Tony Dorsett's his proceeds will go to Minnie's Food Pantry, which is out of Collin County there, which is awesome that it's also going to good places as well. But you have several other items that don't involve either Sayers or Dorsett, whether it be Unitas or Rice or even, this caught my eye, the personal sport coat and suit pants of Paul Bear Bryant.
Yeah,
I can just hear Roll Tad in my ear. Right now.
We saw that came in. It's such a cool piece. I mean, if you flip open the breast pocket, it's got Paul Bear Bryant chain stitch in there from his tailor that made it. And you just go back to watching those games on TV, or even if you've seen the old archive footage, you see the houndstooth hat, the jacket. I mean, it's priceless stuff. No matter what it brings, it's just neat historic items.
I could imagine you put something like that on, I would just feel different. I would just put it on just to do it. You know, just put it on and say, see if I can come up with some good game plans or something. It's just crazy, man. This stuff is exciting.
Now, for those that may be making their way to San Francisco, information as far as wanting to check out the auction or just anything else going on this week?
Yeah, we're all kinds of events going on here, obviously. But if you come to the NFL Experience in San Francisco, stop by and see us. All the items are on display. So there's about 1,000 pieces on display there, even if you don't want to buy them, just to take a look and witness sort of the historic pieces. Or you can go to huntauctions.com or nflauction.com. You can bid up in advance or through an app. You can literally bid interactively from your phone. You got a soccer game with your kids that weekend, you can sit there and buy some Tony Dorsett footballs while you're doing it.
Very cool. HuntAuctions.com, NFL.com/auction as well. And if you're coming into town, then the NFL Experience, which we'll go walk through a little bit later and check out, especially after a little bit of a preview here. That Dorsett, I mean, it's all very cool. That Dorsett football, though, there's something about the panel there that I keep looking back at. David, man, we appreciate it very much. Thank you for dropping by.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot. David Hunt of Hunt Auctions, in conjunction with NFL Auctions, some very neat items. A couple of other portions of the Sayers collection. You've got his NFL rushing championship trophy. You've got his Byron White NFL Man of the Year award. You've got an all-star sweater, among other items. And of course, we mentioned the Dorsett football a few times now, but also a part of his collection, various game footballs, which would be pretty sweet to put above the fireplace.
Yeah.
In addition to some game-worn jerseys and so much other good stuff. So that's pretty awesome.
No, it is, man. You know me, I'm a big jersey guy, but all these stuff that you know, they brought to the table were pretty awesome, man. The footballs, the plaques, I mean, all this cool stuff. So you got a little man cave. You want to get your collection going, that would be a perfect place to do it.
Yeah, game-worn jerseys from Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, J.J. Watt, Drew Brees, and many, many more. HuntAuctions.com or NFL.com/auction
for your
viewing pleasure. Very neat. Thanks to David Hunt once again. It's 1:11.